It's 28 years since Sean Brown was abducted from outside a GAA club in County Derry as he was closing the gates and shot dead by loyalists. No one has ever been convicted for his murder. Early last year, a court heard that more than 25 people, including state agents, had been linked by intelligence to his murder. A coroner said his inquest couldn't continue due to material being withheld on the grounds of national security, and asked the then Northern Secretary to order a public inquiry. In December, the High Court ruled that a public inquiry must be set up. The British government went to the Court of Appeal. But Lady Chief Justice Dame Siobhan Keegan said the current Northern Secretary Hilary Benn should, quote, do the right thing. Now the British government says it will go to the Supreme Court. Sean Brown's family met with Taoiseach yesterday, looking for the support of the Irish government, and described the meeting as very positive. Siobhan Brown, one of Sean's daughters, is with us now. Siobhan, good morning. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Tell us about your meeting with Simon Harris. What happened and what did he promise to do?
Yesterday, well, we were very appreciative of the Taoiseach agreeing to meet us and the Department of Foreign Affairs. It was actually very poignant for ourselves because it was the 28th anniversary of our father's murder. We had gone to Dublin, obviously with our legal representative Niall Murphy there, and Jarlath Burns was in attendance. Also, there was a lot of material provided to Simon Harris yesterday, outlining all the issues that we've had throughout the course of the last 20 years, but most importantly, over the course of the last 2 years, and the many reiterating the issues and the problems that we've had with the many court appearances in those last 2 years, up to 60 at this point in time. The meeting was very positive. Mr. Harris listened quite a lot to what had to be said. It was outlined to him all the issues that we had encountered from the very first day. Obviously, our father was murdered. There was the original police investigation that had failed. There was the police ombudsman's investigation. We had a remit investigation, and then when it came to the inquest actually opening in March 2023, and it was during that period of time that the coroner had identified that there were up to 25 individuals who were linked to the murder, many of which were agents of the state. And the important thing to remember there was that that information was never made available to and it came out in any of the previous investigations, nor to the police ombudsman at that time whenever they were carrying out their investigation. So it was important for us as a family to make him aware of that. Then there was also the issue of the PII certificates were signed off in relation to PSNI, MOD, and more importantly, MI5.
Yes.
And we also made it very clear about the number of redacted documents, in excess of 50 redacted documents. I mean, an entirely redacted pages in a bundle that was provided to the court. And it was that we are pushing to find out what exactly is behind those redactions and what has been covered up by the state in relation to our father's murder.
Five different judges now have called for a public inquiry, the British government taking those calls to the Supreme Court. Simon Harris said in a statement after your meeting yesterday that, quote, the absence of an effective investigation into his death, your father's death, is simply unacceptable. What does Simon Harris mean by an effective investigation? Does he support your call for a public inquiry?
He supports a call for an Article 2 compliant inquiry. He fell short of actually stating a public inquiry, but he reiterated that we've waited too long. We've waited the 28 years and there has to be a fully compliant investigation, inquiry into our father's murder. We believe that, yes, that he will support a public inquiry, but obviously that's something that he has to put pressure on the British government to actually call for that.
The British government's legal action, challenging court judges calling for a public inquiry into your father's murder, makes it clear they don't want a public inquiry and are exhausting every legal avenue to stop one. What more can you do next?
At the end of the day, the government are trying to hide their dirty secrets. and we have to have those secrets out. We will take this as far as we possibly can, and we have called on the support of the Irish government to do everything that they can to put pressure on the British government, that the only way forward is for a public inquiry. As you stated, there are five High Court judges, including the most senior judge, Dame Siobhan Keegan, has stated that the only course of action now is to have a public inquiry into her father's murder. And we will continue that fight till we get what we greatly deserve. And as my mother has always asked for, is she wants to know why Sean was murdered. She's now 87. She made the trip to Dublin yesterday to see Simon Harris as well. And it's hard on her. It's bringing back a lot of hurt and anger, but that's, she maintains that she wants to know why Sean singled out a totally innocent man, locking up the gates of his beloved GAA club in Ballaghy in Mid Ulster, had no political persuasions at all, to be singled out, but then to have these obstacles after obstacles put in our way is to find out the truth behind his murder. Is totally appalling, and we need to find out the reasons why and what those dirty secrets are and who the government are trying to protect in all of this.
I know yesterday must have been a very difficult day for your mother, Bridie, for Claire, for Sean and all of your family. Does the Irish government need to say publicly now, explicitly, that they want the British government to have a public inquiry?
Yes, I feel that's the route, and we would hope that the Irish government would take that forward. As Simon Harris had said, he reiterated that we've waited too long and that there has to be a full and open inquiry. We obviously made it very clear. He's been provided copies of the legal documentation, the court decisions, so he's fully aware of all the obstacles that's been put in our way. And I would, you know, appreciate if he's taken the time to actually consider this. And he does have regular conversations with Hilary Benn, as he's alluded to, that he does put that pressure on them to grant us the inquiry that we truly deserve.
Siobhan Brown, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. 27 minutes past 8.